Sci-Fi Party Line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me the Carl.
Send out the big 2011, girl. I'm in the house.
In the house.
House.
Oh, 2011. How we love you or hate you.
It was a fine, fine year for science fiction on television.
You're thinking fine?
That was sarcasm. We'll expound upon that.
Okay, anyway. First, before we get to the end of the year fun stuff where we talk crap about all of our favorite movies and TV shows of science fiction, we're going to talk about a movie we just saw, went under the radar. I didn't know it was coming out really until later in the year. I wasn't really looking forward to it. And that is In Time.
Yes, Timberlake. Timberlake and Seyfried. Seyfried.
Yeah, what's she in? Big Love?
I don't know. I know she was in, what was the movie with the vampire girl that was, what's her name from Transformers? The old girl from Transformers.
You see, oh.
It was like the one name vampirist movie.
Gone? Oh, no.
All right. Let's
Red Riding Hood. Chloe. Jennifer's Body.
Thank you. Jennifer's Body. That was it.
Not she was one in, word.
That what Jennifer was, and that's what I was really thinking about. Yeah. But although I really like Seyfried in that movie.
So the fact that you watched that, I'm a bit disappointed.
Well, it's because of her, actually. A lot of folks watched it for what's her name? The other one, Transformers girl.
Vivica No.
No.
Megan Fox. I'm sorry.
Megan Fox. There you go. You knew it was a fox, right?
Yeah, I knew.
A lot of people watched it for Megan Fox. I watched it for Amanda Seyfried because I think she's great.
Okay. You have it. Yes, she was in Big Love. That's why I know who she is. She was a part of a polygamous family, and that was very fun. In Time had some great actors: Cillian Murphy, Justin Timberlake. Who else? Olivia Wilde was in this thing. Am I reading that correctly? She was? What was she doing?
Let me see.
Oh, she was the mother or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
I forgot about the mother. That was looking the same age.
This movie, it was about humans have been genetically altered to where our lifespan is on a time clock, and the more time you have, you're perceived as richer. If you live day to day on your time, you're perceived as poor. You have to kind of run around and you get your daily quota of time, you know, at work.
Yeah, they just changed the whole concept of currency. You know, we always said time is money, but instead of, you know, it being tangible paper, they made time the currency. Literally, time was the currency.
Yeah. So. And I thought that was very, very good. And In Time is one of those movies that's like The Surrogates or Equilibrium or Gattaca. It's not all in your face action sci-fi, but it is there. It's subtle. And it's just had to be one of my favorite films of the year. I really liked it.
Wow. One of your favorites? Well, yeah, it was pretty good to me. It was not my favorite. I think the questions that they asked and some of the points that they made was really great, and you hit it right on the head when you called it like an Equilibrium feel kind of movie, because that, in terms of the production value, in terms of like the depth of what it was that they were trying to do, it felt like Equilibrium to me. Even the anachronous cars, you know, it was
the
like
cars were so amazing. Love those cars.
Yeah, I mean they were modern, but they were retro at the same time, and so the look of it, like I said, it had that look where it was clean on the edges like Equilibrium. But my only beef, so okay, I did have a beef within time. And that is the questions that they were asking, the things that they were getting us to think about in terms of social inequality, in terms about, what economics does to the populace and, you know, sort of the disparities that result. They didn't really answer any of the questions. I mean,
Well, were they
to
supposed to, or were they
well,
just supposed to put you inside of the mind of this particular universe and show you what's going on?
if you're gonna bring up big questions, you want it to have some kind of closure. You want it to have some kind of balance to what happens in the story. If you're gonna bring up big old questions like they do, then you gotta at least hint at something that is a solution or something that could work, even in an alternate universe. I mean, bringing down the system, which is what they do. They crash the entire economy, which is interesting. It's getting in line with that whole, Occupy, movement, which,
It
hey,
was, yeah.
it was right on time, or excuse me, right in time with that. But I don't know. I just really wanted something cooler in the sci-fi realm to answer this question, or to lead us in a direction that maybe will hint at solutions that we can use for the future. So it's like I just wanted that balance. So the
Well,
story was
they
good.
didn't. They kind of left it on a sour note because these people moved to a different time zone, which was neighborhoods, and they left their own time zone in behind, and they left I guess factories abandoned, and of course, like you said, that is going to crash the system. So I guess it was like a darker message that some people need to stay in their place in order for society to work, but do those people really want to stay in that place? And is that really good for them? Or if it is, like, what? I liked all the questions. I didn't really need an answer because it just, I don't know, it makes you really think about what's going on today. And that's why I loved it so much because it was so on time. It was a sci-fi movie with a message and not just explosions, though I love those. But I really loved, yeah, the message was heavy-handed. Yes, it was. But I just,
Really?
yeah,
Really?
it was really
I hadn't
heavy-handed.
noticed that.
But I miss that. I miss the science fiction with we have a story to tell, this is our story, and this is what our characters are going to do, and this is the message we're trying to put forth. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Of course, the costuming is very subtle but noticeable. The cars make it. I love a movie that, is put together because at first it looks like, oh, it's modern America, but no, it's not. It's like an island split into different, like five different parts, and there's time zones, and they call them time zones and not neighborhoods, and most people never leave their neighborhood. They stay in there.
And the way that the world of the future is made, it's sort of like super cities separated by these long toll interstates, and then you reach another city or another island, like you're calling it. But yeah, I mean, no one gets around because it costs you a lifetime to get from one city to the next. So
It does.
no one's gonna go like that. But yeah, it was again, they did a really good job of creating a world that was fun to inhabit. I mean, it was clean, and you could really feel the differences between the culture worlds. They had the ghetto city where everybody is living in the factory, and there's hookers outside, and it's just oh, everything. They had the mission on the corner where people are begging for time, and then when you went into the rich, the upper crusty side of town, I mean, the beautiful way where they said you could tell he wasn't from here because he was running. Simply that. I mean, it was really neat, just the little details like that, where if you create a consistent world, you can play with facts like that. And it was fun to watch. You look around, no one was in a rush. Everybody had their bodyguards. They're the little they're chauffeurs are driving them around in the cars. Say, you wouldn't drive yourself, sir. It was really cool.
And there were great actors
Oh
as
yeah, the
well. I
actors were
mean, they
great.
had the guy from Big Bang Theory. They even and his wife in the movie, she was in Tron, and she's also was on America's Top Model, and that's why I always recognize her.
And
Yes, I just admitted that I watched that show.
that's all right. That's all right. And of course, what's his name? Cillian Murphy.
Wow,
Cillian Murphy,
he
who of
held the
course.
movie.
Yeah, man, he was great. I always like him. He does some great stuff. I mean, for somebody to get me excited about Scarecrow, come on, you got to be pulling the, you got to have some acting chops. And he was a really great, nemesis in this film.
But
So
was
he.
he? It's like I kind of couldn't tell. Like, yes, he's a man of the law and he wanted to enforce the law, but was he a bad guy? Was he a good guy? And I just really like that. Usually he plays the rich, pompous ass, but this time he was a timekeeper, and that's what they call the cops.
Oh yeah, which by the way, you know, everybody, it's Logan's Run. It's just like
Yeah.
it's modern Logan's Run is
It's
what they
Logan's
say.
Run meets Occupy Wall Street is
There
what
you
it
go.
is. It's pretty much it. So I like the time keepers and the Minutemen, which is the scum and villainy of the movie. And they just had, everything was, thought out except for, they didn't answer questions for you. Me, I didn't really need that. But I don't know. I just really enjoyed the universe. And I think they took great care in creating it. And I think it flew under the radar for a lot of people.
It's one of those films, and surprisingly, with the cast that they have, you would think that the publicity would have been greater for it. I think when they make cerebral science fiction, they're afraid to publicize it because I guess people. I guess they think that the public will have a different expectation of it. Because I agree with you 100%. It's so rare that we get science fiction that's got a message anymore, especially in the theater. This kind of felt a little bit like old school Outer Limits, kind of like Twilight Zone-y. Not quite that caliber, but in terms of the scope of what they were trying to talk about, what they were trying to address, and the worlds that they were creating, just those little slight twists on the world that we know, it felt like that. But we don't see that in the theaters anymore. I mean, seriously, we're calling out. We talk about what Equilibrium. What was the other one that you mentioned?
Surrogates, like you and I got really excited about that movie, and kind of nobody really.
We get like one of them every other year. Is
That
so.
one and like Gattaca, that was a little bit more popular, but it
But.
still had, one, it was still kind of not heavy on the science fiction, but like really there with the story.
So I forgot to check the numbers. I don't know how it did, but with a cast this great, I thought they would have done a little bit more publicity for it. But then again, I don't know what to expect. You put out science fiction that has a message, and I think they automatically adjust for their expectations for what the audience size is going to be. But like I said, it was a solid movie. I did like it. I liked it a lot, and it was one of my. It was in the top five of the movies that I've seen this year. But still, I just, I it was it started with a real, big message, and I just wish that they had come up with something equally radical in the end that would kind of match the.
Like what? Like what? Give me an example. Like what you would have liked to have seen.
Oh boy. Well, see, that's the tough part. The questions that they asked were really interesting. The solution basically was bring down the system, rob banks and bring down the system.
Yeah, that was a little lame and a little too easy,
That
but.
was a little too easy. A little too easy. I mean, they did some really interesting things in terms of they actually talked about not just the economics, where they looked at the world time market, but they also talked about, the how those that had the money were in control and the social structures that resulted. If you're going to build the social structures, if you're going to talk about the stock market that's going on, if you're going to talk about, how those that don't have cannot even escape to achieve, it's about not even being on the same playing field where it's not like everyone gets a fair shot. These people were born into a world and they could not excel out of their sphere unless, some rich guy gave them an arm and then suddenly, things changed for them. When you're talking about issues that big and, hitting kind of that close to home, you got to have something significant to counter that with. Because like I said, in our modern society, you can rob as many banks as you want. Not going to solve the problem. You need something, either a discussion of a political movement or some kind of a technology or I don't know, something just needed to be there that it didn't quite close it for me. But like I said, at least they tried, and that's so seriously. It's so much more than we've seen. So hey, kudos for that.
Yeah. I don't know how much the movie, I don't, it doesn't show me how much they spent on it, but it has made 105 million worldwide and 33 million domestically, which means that more people like it outside of the U.S.
Yes, because they're the ones that are thinking outside. Folks are thinking in the movies outside of the U.S. No, well, wow, 33 million in America. That's how much it made.
Oh. And 105 around the world.
Well, I don't know. That's yeah, that's kind of low in terms of domestic sales, because unless they had a budget on par with what's our favorite Skyline, yeah, that's not gonna do it. So
okay. I don't know. I really enjoyed this one. I was super pumped up when I came out of it. I think a lot of people may or may not like it. You know, I don't think it opened with Puss in Boots and Paranormal Activity 3.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it only made 12 million that first weekend. So I just don't think that the promotion and the marketing got people excited enough about it. I thought they would be like, oh, Timberlake is in this thing, let's do it. And then that was just going to do it for people. But
I don't know. Well, thanks, Justin, for helping out.
Yeah, you did your thing.
You picked a good one. It was good. Good. So
So now what we're gonna do is get into the whole year 2011.
Oh, it was a special, special year for sci-fi.
Yeah, we're gonna do well. Carl was a little bad this year, and he didn't see a lot of the horrible, horrible movies that were out this year.
I couldn't take it, y'all. I couldn't take it. After last year, I mean, I was at the theater. I was holding out. I saw the dogs of last year, and you know how I felt. So I was still burned. I honestly, I would call Kat up. I'd say, Kat, did you go see this? Oh, I saw The Green Hornet. Oh, really? Ha. Ah. And then I went to the movies and saw something else. So I kept, stepping away. And I know I was wussing out because I should have just bit the bullet and seen some really bad ones, but I kind of wussed out this year. So the turds will be minimally turdage, not the ones that inflicted the full bowel of last year. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, the last year's turd off was Skyline and Airbender.
Oh, that was ridiculous. That was just, oh, so guys, I'm sorry.
So he didn't see what I thought was the biggest turd of the year, which was Apollo 18. Sorry, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
That, I would have, if you'd seen that, that would be on this list and we would be highly infuriated.
She told me to see it. I couldn't do it, Steph. No, I could not do it.
Yeah, no. Then I saw it and then I say, abort mission.
I couldn't do it.
So that was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Another one that was pretty people hated was Green Lantern. I saw it. I sent out a tweet that said it was decent enough, and I got crap for saying. I got crap for that.
My whole crew went to see it, and they all told me don't. They all told me don't. And I saw the backlash from your post. So I probably should have seen it. I know I'm a dude. It's a superhero movie. By law, I was obligated. I didn't see it. Again, this is what I'm talking about. I wussed out, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay. I got to tell you, Green Hornet was better than Green Lantern.
Oh, that's right.
Because Green Hornet was funny and it was fun. But Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it you had to be a big fan to really have liked it or not. I don't know. Yeah. Another turd, because we have two turds, but I'm just telling you the turds that Carl didn't see. And this was on par with Apollo 18, but Priest was pretty bad.
Oh, I wasn't going to see that. I just, no. Because, I mean, look, I saw all of those movies the first time in the late 80s and the early 90s. It looked just like that set. I mean, was it Christopher Lambert? It almost looked like him. You know, it was just had that whole look about it. And I just, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. They're invaders from Planet Zeist. Hell no. No, I'm not doing that.
It was like a science fiction cowboy movie. And it was beautiful. It looked great. But it was on par with Legion. And it was just... Ooh. It was pretty bad. So I think that would have been our turd. Mm-hmm. But our turds of this year which does not include Battle Coal in Los Angeles, which I'm not sure why, because you had big problems with it.
Listen, it had some issues, but it did not rate. I told you it was watchable. It did not fall in the turd range, right? That turdage is, you know, it offends me while I'm trying to watch it. So. That is, no. I agree. There were some issues, but it was not that bad. It
okay. Was, you know. So our two turds with a turd mention, a little turdlet.
There was a whiff. There was a whiff on this other one.
Carl smelt it and dealt it. And our little one is Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Oh, come on. Hotties with weapons. How could you let me down? I brought people to see Sucker Punch because I was so excited to see this movie. And what I got was just not it. It was hot chicks and video game bosses. That was it. And they weren't even connected. They weren't even connected by a plot.
I didn't care. I just thought it was pretty cool. It was pretty. It was decent enough. Like Green Lantern.
Did you call it Lantern? Did you just call it Green Lantern?
I did not call it that. I said it was decent enough, like Green Lantern. And I like the way it looked. I like the way it looked.
Let me tell you, visually, it was stunning. I mean, and not just because the girls were hot. It was just the effects were incredible. They just weren't connected. They were just.
I thought it was supposed to be like that. But I mean, because haven't you ever watched some of the movies made in Japan? None of them connected. They make absolutely no sense. And so for me, I went in and I was like, oh, this movie doesn't make sense. I watched, you know, okay, I'm okay with that. I've seen this type of thing where it does not bother me that the movie does not make sense and it ends weird because that's a style. I thought it was a thing.
Oh, it's a style.
I thought people would get it and they were just like, no, I don't get this. I don't care how many crazy
look, blah, blah.
And I'm like, what?
I think if you're going to take the audience that way, you got to make it pay off. Again, if you try to do something, like look at Pulp Fiction. All right, Pulp Fiction is an example of sort of a nonlinear story. There's some, you know, unusual shifts in mood are going on in that. But he creates such a fun space to be in. I mean, the music and the comedy and the things that, and the stories kind of eventually came back together in the end. It was nutty and disparate. And it was great because it just all felt like cohesive at the end, even though the pieces weren't. That's when you say it was supposed to be a style. That's what I think they were trying to go with.
No, dude. No, that's not what they were trying to do. Okay. Some of those crazy low-budget Japanese movies, they are like Sucker Punch. They go big on a whole bunch of stuff, and they absolutely make no sense at the end. And they have this ending where you say, WTF? All right, whatever. And it doesn't make sense, and you go on about your life.
But do they jump genres? I mean, is like one of them a World War II film? One of them
yes!
The future?
Yes!
One of them Kung Fu?
Yes!
I don't think I've seen that movie.
I'm just saying, I've seen some stuff like that before. And yeah, they're like that, and they're weird. And so that's what I took away from the film. And so I was okay with it, but nobody else seems to have tortured themselves.
Well, if that is a style, he successfully reproduced that.
I think he did. And I just thought it was okay, and it was fun to see. Of course, I love the costumes, and I love the
costumes.
Sexist type of girl power. I don't know what it was, but it was a level of girl power there that I pretty much enjoyed. Like, you know what? I can kick your butt in my T-strap heels and a thong. And guess
there
what?
There were four women in my crew that I took to see this movie specifically because I thought, hey, chicks kicking ass is going to be fun. You know, they're hot. It's going to be great. They did not like this film. And then I felt bad. I was like, sorry, ladies.
I think you let your friends bring you down. I think you was there if you had a little bit of an open mind and you would have just let the movie do what it was going to. It's its own thing. Every movie's not supposed to be Americanized and wrapped up and chewed up and regurgitated feeding you like a baby bird. All of the movies can't do that.
And then, but I mean, look at the way the movie ended. I mean, in terms of who was the heroine in this film? you know, and how things were, quote, resolved at the end. The sacrifice.
Sacrificed herself for her, what was it, sister or friend or whatever.
That, oh,
was
man.
Comical.
That, yeah, but that's not happy. That's, and the, yeah, it's just, oh, just depressing. And it just, no, it was, I can't. That's why I said it had a whiff. It had a whiff. I'm sorry. It had
but
a whiff.
Everybody...
It was beautiful to look at. I was hypnotized by Baby Doll's lips. I'm telling the whole movie, I just couldn't take my eyes off them. But no, I just, it's not enough. It wasn't enough.
Okay, well, whatever. I think everybody's going to agree with you more. Everybody has agreed with you more. Told me I've been smoking crack, so fine. But Sucker Punch was one of my faves. Well, no. Let me stutter and backpedal out of that. Faves is not really what I'm going to call that. It was decent enough. Let me go with that. Okay, but our two turds that we're going to see, which one was worse?
Yeah.
Carl, you want to go with it?
Yeah. The first one, which if you have listened to the show, you know, for 2011, turd number one is obviously Transformers Dark Side of the Moon. clearly, of the films that she and I have seen this year together, it meets the scale and scope of what we are talking about in terms of turdage. So I can feel very confident about putting that one on the list. But we do have a second one, which frankly is a bit surprising. It's an underdog turd. You can't actually say it's got the full movement of some of the ones that we've had in the past, but it's got the ones
it
we see.
It had hype, though. It had more hype than any time.
You got it. You got it. The budget, the people. Second, Cowboys and Aliens is our second one for this year. Is the second. So that's it. Those are our turds.
So we have in order to find out which one is the turdiest.
Yes,
Carl has some criteria.
Yes, they're the classic criteria. Are we going to use the same from last year?
Yeah,
I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one is squandered effects. Squandered effects. So in terms of, you know, the scope and scale of great special effects and what they did with it, wah, wah, squandered effects. Mm-hmm. The second is acting. Acting. Where, you know, the term is, did it actually occur in the film? Actually acting? We don't know. Okay. The next we call turdage per dollar, which means for the amount of money spent, you know, it's sort of an efficiency trade-off. You know, per dollar, how bad was the film per dollar spent on it is what we're talking about. So a lot of money, big turd. A lot of money, little turd. Little money, but big turd. You have to scale these things to get a proportion out of it. So that's it. Also, fury upon exit is a fine criteria, which basically means after you walked out of the movie, after you put down your $13, $15 or whatever, how'd you feel? What was going through your mind and your heart when you walked out of the theater? What did your friends say? Did you share, you know, a glance, that kind of thing? And, are we really going to do this last one? Because, God, I hope not. I really hope not. The last criteria, which, you know, was I think was more appropriate for our last year choices, but this year is, which sequel would offend the least? So we'll see how we're doing on time. But, that, you know, that very thought of a sequel to either of these, oh no. So, all right.
Okay. Let's go with squandered effects first.
All right. And you know what? You and I, we actually need to talk about Cowboys and Aliens because we've done Transformers, but you and I haven't done. We haven't.
Okay. Well, let's briefly do that, and then we can square off on the turn.
Yeah.
So. Wow. You go first because I'm a little speechless.
Well, see, the thing is I saw it back in 1811 when it was in the theater. So you saw it like a week ago.
Yeah,
so
I saw it a
little
week,
bit
yeah.
fresher on me. Could you? Why don't you please start? You'll help jog my memory.
Well, so you remember when I forced you to watch a sci-fi original starring James Marsters?
Oh, darn you, woman! And you know we couldn't even make it through that mess. We were trying to stay up and watch that mess, you know. But when the alien, the clockwork robot spiders came out of the holes in the ground and they were made out of steel, we're like, all right, no, that's enough. We can't go any further.
It was called High Plains Invaders.
Woo! High Plains.
And I said that when I saw the trailers for Cowboys and Aliens that it was going to be like High Plains Invaders.
I was hoping. I said it couldn't possibly. It couldn't possibly be like that. Come on. You got Spielberg. You got what's his name?
Han Solo.
No. I mean the directors. Abrams. Wait, is Abrams? Who's the other? It was Spielberg.
I'm
and
so prepared for this.
Yes, we know what we're talking about. Help me out here.
Roberto Orci.
What?
A writer, John Favreau.
Favreau. Yeah, Iron Man. Favreau.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing, Favreau? Come on. Okay. All right. So yeah, that was
always
what got
his name. I never hear it aloud. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like. Come on, Iron Man.
Yeah, I know. He does Iron Man. I know that. Yeah. But what was going on here, buddy?
Yeah.
So I bring up the sci-fi original because it wasn't that far from it. This movie was a little boring.
Yes.
Daniel Craig is good at being Bond, but as a cowboy,
yeah, that was just one of the issues. That was just one
of
them.
Okay, lay it down.
Craig as a believable cowboy. You know,
we haven't said a word about it yet. We just been grunting. What?
I know. All right. So. Well, I agree with you. It was boring. It was so sad because I don't know what I was expecting. This movie could have gone in a bunch of different ways. The first way is it could have been corny funny. I mean, it could have been like, you know,
Daniel
Campbell
is dry as hell.
Well,
he doesn't
see,
have that.
That's the thing. But see, you know, depending on how you play it, even Harrison Ford, you would think would also be kind of low key and dry, but Harrison
Ford.
Did you
see the last Indiana Jones?
But what I'm saying is he can be funny though. He can be in the right environments, especially.
8 years ago,
is it,
he was funny.
He can be funny. So I was thinking, you know, maybe Cowboys and Aliens that they were going to do a little tongue in cheek, that they were going to make this kind of a funnier kind of thing, and they were going to go in one direction with that. I was open to that. Clearly, that was not what they were doing with this film, because I don't think there was anything funny in Cowboys versus.
Isn't that sad because they had Sam Rockwell in that?
Oh, yes.
Like, really, Clancy Brown was in that thing. Olivia Wilde came out, got the twist, and she was another alien, which I didn't get because, like, how many species of aliens are in 1873?
Well, they're hanging out, apparently, because, you know,
right?
They're just loping around, you know, milking cows.
This is going to get you. You know the kid that was in the movie?
Yes.
That is Noah Ringer from Airbender.
Oh.
That was the Airbender kid.
Oh, see, there's more than a whiff. There was more than a whiff. It's starting to come together now. You know what's awful? I went to the Wikipedia page, and there's the poster. You know the poster for it? Now, I have never seen this poster before, the one that they have on the Wikipedia page, and it looks straight up like Trancers or something like out of 80s. But look at it. She looks like, what's her name from Buck Rogers? It's Colonel Deering. And it's, well, anyway, and then you see the big UFO in the back. I have never seen this one. She first
looks like
contact.
94.
I mean, you see,
it
that's
look
crazy.
Like, it does look like straight up 90s.
Yeah, I've never seen that poster before. I mean, that's not the one that was in the theater. Anyway,
because they had on cowboy hats and such.
Yeah. The other thing is, it could have been just a blown out, like, classic Wild Wild West. Now, I don't mean Will Smith. I mean the classic one where it could have been a Briscoe County kind of thing where I like steampunk tech where, you know, it was just a little ahead of the time, where they could have done something kind of like that, you know, where everybody's getting together and trying to battle the aliens with their, you know, their steampunk tech of the era. I that would have also been kind of fun, you to see that, to see that action going on. No, they didn't go with that. All right, now here's another beef I got. All right, here's another beef. I don't like aliens with lassos. All right, the aliens that use lassos bother me. And it was while I was watching Aliens versus Cowboys versus Aliens that I started getting Enterprise flashbacks.
Oh, geez.
Because when you have got spaceships using grappling hooks, that offends me. All right, as a technology, that is just ridiculous. I am not going to accept that. All right, no. You fly to Earth, you can defy gravity, you get all the way here, and you're gonna rope people with that? No, no. All right, no. That's just my tech, you know, my tech geeking out there. But nah, yeah, that bothers me.
And what were they doing, and why did they need the people in the ship?
Oh my god, I forgot they came for gold. That is ridiculous.
They were trying to make cowboys and the actual Native Americans and cowboys the people who were the victims, and turn the aliens into, air quote, the white man coming to rape the land of his riches. And so it seemed like they were trying to send a message about, I don't know what.
Oh my god, really? And is that's even worse, because you still had you had the standoff with the cowboys, with the Indians and the cowboys having their issue earlier in the film, and then they get together and bond to create, you know, an all-out war, which was all-out war. The whole thing happened in a ravine. They had about 8 Indians running around. I was like, really? This is the big standoff? And they were all attacking, you know, that one little pod sticking up out of the...
And the aliens were really stupid, and they got rid of, like, the guy just happened to get the thing on his wrist, and that's why. And I know you never could figure out why they were kidnapping the humans, and what was the point of them going all skyline and their eyes turning weird and staring off into the alien ship, because that's what I thought of when
I was sitting there, I was watching the film, and when they got in the ship and they were staring up at that light. Now, first of all, the first issue is, I didn't quite make the connection. I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, wait a minute. Instead of, you know, shooting, blowing up the town and lassoing folks, why don't they just use that blue light outside? And then it dawned on me. And then I realized, to my utter horror, that what we were actually watching, Cowboys versus Aliens, is actually the prequel, the skyline. Because you see, the aliens, they went up there, they sent the message back, that they said, oh, the humans have pissed us off. Apparently our lassos don't work. Come back in a couple hundred years. And then they use the blue light, and now we've seen. So we have actually, our third question.
You're hurting me right now.
The which sequel would offend us the most? We've already seen the sequel, The Cowboys versus Aliens. It was Skyline. They just said, oh, we're going to stop lassoing them and use this cool blue light that we should have started with instead of just roping them in around the town.
Physical pain.
Is that scary? No. Is it to see and there you have it—the connection between last year and this year—and that—and that's pretty damn sad, really. There should be no connection between Skyline and anything. So, oh boy,
that's terrible.
But I mean, I don't know. So I just watched the whole film, and the whole thing—the pacing was bad. It didn't pull me in at any point. I really was not interested in the characters. I was not interested in any.
Sam Rockwell. How do you do that?
Harrison Ford, Rockwell. You know, these guys can really bring it. I have no idea how they managed to. Somebody should have accidentally slipped up and been interesting. Just incidentally should have been good.
Never happened.
And it just, nothing pulled me in. There was no. So we're looking at this, and oh, he lost his wife because he was greedy with the gold. That's sad, you know. But I wasn't feeling it, you know. And you don't really find out about that toward the end. And so now he's got his hottie alien girlfriend, and that's supposed to make things better. But is she going to come back or not?
She did a suicide bombing of the...
Sacrificed herself to take out the ship, which of course has a transmitter that let everyone know, come back in 100 years and don't use them lassos, dudes. That was the message that they sent back. So that when they came back this time, they stopped on sports cars and pinned people in apartment complexes for the sequel. But
it really sucks to be inside of your brain sometimes, man.
I'm sorry. I was horrified. I was walking out going, oh my God. I just realized, I was like, oh no, no, no.
Wow, I didn't really hate that movie as much as I did after I saw it, but now I'm just
I was not moved. Again, like I said, compared to last year's, it's hard to get that level of turdage. And I can't even get that.
No, Apollo 18 was there. Like, sir, you need to watch it.
Okay,
when it comes on free TV and you don't have anything to do.
Like,
and you're
maybe TBS. I'll watch it on TBS.
Yeah, something like that. And it comes on, you'll be like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Well,
turd of the year, but you didn't see it, so.
Yeah, but they also did it on like an $8 budget. So again, you know, literally, if you're going to put a budget on there, don't be turdy. Don't be turdy.
Okay, so let's go down our list since we've kind of discussed, because we didn't do our... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just went to the Wikipedia page really quick because I was curious about the budget. Now, this cannot be true. Let me read it more carefully. On a budget of $163 million, filming for Cowboys and Aliens began in June 2010. That cannot be. Are you kidding me? That's how much it costs?
It earned $174.8 million, so it made its money back.
Yeah, but God, you know, can you believe that's how much it costs? Did you see that budget in there with the stuff that we saw?
It looked like a sci-fi original.
No, guys. Guys, that don't make no sense.
What they say, you say $163 million. Now, jumping a little bit, Transformers was $195 million.
Hollywood, that is ridiculous. That there is only a $30 million budget difference between Cowboys versus Aliens and Transformers 3?
Yikes. That's horrible, because Transformers 3... Eric says, you can see the money on the screen. You can literally see it on Cowboys versus Aliens.
They were setting fire to dollar bills, but at least you could see the money burning, you know? It was like the Joker going, this is what I'm doing my part. Ha-ha! You know, at least you saw the money burning. With Cowboys versus Aliens, I'm thinking somebody took that money. I don't believe this. That was the heist. Somebody in them dudes are splitting up cash in the back. But then again, look at the cast that they had. How much they had to pay Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
These, you know, shoot, they probably got a third of the budget just paying for them dudes.
That's where it went. You're right.
That has to be it, because come on, the effects, no. No,
Is that gonna lead into our comparison then?
Yeah, let's
start the turd off. Squandered effects has to go to Cowboys and Aliens.
Well, no. Well, so here's the thing. Squandered effects means they had good ones and did nothing with it. So they had good effects, but they did nothing with them. That would go to Transformers.
How was that? They did the effects were very sexy. You couldn't take away the effects from the movie. That is one of the things that where Michael Bay succeeds.
No. The effects are good. Squandered effects. The point is, did it have good effects that didn't go anywhere?
Okay, well, Cowboys and Alien had the stupid blue lights, the ridiculous aliens that made no sense. I'm pretty sure that was a digital grappling hook. That ship looked like a turd rising out of the freaking dust.
Yep, it was a pinch loaf, just angled upward.
Transformers, at least, you know, when you saw the alien rotating at
Russia.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, the effects were huge. The effects were huge. It, now, what they did with them, we'll get back to. But, oh, you cannot deny the effects in Transformers 3 were beautiful. Beautiful. You know, you and I were talking about finally getting to see somebody transform with a person in the car, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. That was probably my favorite part of the movie, really.
You can't say they squandered that.
That's.
You can't say that was.
Well, but see.
I know where you're going because they had all the effects, like Skyline. Skyline had all the beautiful effects, but the acting.
Nothing.
Hurt
yes.
the effects. But yeah. I think squandered effects means. Well, what I was going for was. Now I'm backing out of it.
Because I mean, even the ridiculous thing is, I like to go straight to budget. You know, I could just look at the budget and go, ha ha. The fact that these two movies' budgets are so close together for what we got, that is a travesty.
Well, we can say squandered budget would have to go to Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
If we want to mix it up a little bit. Because
yeah. Okay, well, then let's go back.
But that's Turdish per dollar.
Per dollar, exactly. Exactly. Getting Turdish per dollar.
Cowboys and Alien wins hands down.
Yeah, but that's a sad thing. Again, the fact that their budgets are so close, that is sad.
At least there was an amusement factor to Transformers. And when I saw Transformers without 3D on a second watch, mm-hmm. I ended up liking it a little bit more.
Mm.
I don't think I could say the same things for Cowboys and Aliens.
Mm, yeah,
I watched it at home.
I too saw Transformers twice. I saw Transformers 3 twice for whatever
you saw
reason.
Saw them both in 3D.
I did. But
and I think that takes away from it made it too busy.
I don't think it was the 3D that made that movie busy.
Okay. Really. Okay.
Really. So squandered effects. How are we going to do this?
Well, I think we're successful at turdage per dollar. Did we be in agreement on turdage per dollar? Am I twisting your arm on that, or how do you really feel about it?
The problem is, we're going to give it to Cowboys and Aliens for turds per dollar, because that'll make no sense. Now, there's no turd efficiency going on here where, you know, at least they got their money's worth. No, that is ridiculous. So,
squandered effects. Let's see, when we gave, I think, squandered effects to Airbender, because there was a lot of great things going, I think, did we?
I don't know.
I think, what was your definition of squandered effects again?
What I believe my definition, because you see, we don't even remember for our show last year. But what I believe
is
if they have great special effects and then do nothing with them. That is what I imply when I say squandered effect. Great effects, and then they don't do anything with them. And so there's a differential between what they spend and what we see in terms of special effects, and then what they deliver in terms of story and what happens in the show and that kind of stuff. That's the differential.
I think Transformers delivers, though.
Well,
if you want to go with... like with the car and Bumblebee transforming in the middle of a car chase. Come on, that's sex on the screen right there. If you love robots, that's orgasm.
Oh boy, that's tough. That's tough. Because it's the differential again, because of the money that they spent and how great the effects were, and then what they did with them.
But they did awesome with the effects.
It's not the quality effects that makes it squandered effects. It's that they had great effects and then they didn't do anything story-wise with it. That they didn't make it interesting. That they didn't. It was like they're just throwing effects on the screen and that was it. That's what squandered effects.
Well, then, by comparison, Cowboys and Aliens had no effects.
Well, exactly. That is where I'm leaning on squandered effects.
But they did. There was a ship. There was... aliens.
That is so sad. You see how long it took you to think about that? Now compare that with Transformers, where literally in every scene there are giant alien robots. There's spaceships. They're bringing another planet into the, you know, the orbiter.
Oh God, you know I hate that when they do that. That pisses
me
off.
Oh, that's your favorite. That's your favorite.
Physics. Okay.
My opinion, squandered effects, I'm still going to give it to Transformers. I'm going to give it to Transformers because it's not the quality of the effects. It's the differential of how they do great things with the effects and then what they deliver to us in every other part of the movie. That's the differential that I call squandered.
So, I'm going to have to go with you on that by definition. Transformers did squandered effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That was
it. All right.
Acting question
mark. Acting. Tinks. Oh boy. Again, we got a problem because see, clearly there was no acting in Transformers 3. So there was no acting in Transformers 3.
Come on, you had a problem. Wash from Serenity, and he was pretty good.
He was funny. You got me there.
Or what was his name?
Yes, Jotaro was a flickering light in there. Those two. But the problem is, okay, well, now let's look at Cowboys and Aliens. There was not a lot going on there. I mean, while I had a problem with the acting in Transformers, I just got nothing out of the crew from Cowboys and Aliens. Those guys.
I think the acting in Cowboys and Aliens was worse because they squandered Rockwell.
Wild.
Yeah, they just what were they doing?
Yeah,
whole thing.
They played everything so low key. And I'm trying to figure out, was that a style? What was that? Because that did not pull me in at all. It was just so, yeah, and then the people came and they killed off the village. Oh, and then they came through the ceiling and stole my wife. And it's like everybody had the same kind of monotone, the same kind of dryness.
They were passing out Valium on that damn set.
Oh, boy. So acting, wow. See, here we go. Guys, you know, because don't forget, you know, we had the Megan Fox replacement. That is the biggest question mark for acting right there. Acting? You know that. Woo.
Yeah, but they didn't have.
Woo.
They didn't. But these were all new school, unproven actors. Yeah. But you had all these, you know, award-winning actors like Rockwell for Moon and Olivia for Tron and all these other actors and Harrison Ford, Daniel Craig. They've been good in other things. They sucked.
It's the differential. You're right. The quality of who they had versus what they delivered. God, I hate to give it to you to not make it Transformers. Yeah. Wow. God, that LaBeouf beats him out. That's just irking me on that. Oh, I'm hurting. What a Faustian pairing we've done once again.
Fury upon exit.
Fury upon exit. Good God, I was upset with both of these, but man,
you have to go to Transformers for me.
Yeah, really? Why? Help me out here.
Because I think I was foaming at the mouth when we did our first podcast about how I hated it. I remember being upset after watching Cowboys and Aliens. I felt nothing.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd been on Novocaine or something.
Yeah.
So is that worse, though?
Yeah, that's the question. I'm going to agree with you on that. To leave Fury upon exit is just what the name implies. If you were behooved, if your bowels were moved, that is not the same thing as full relaxation / laxative. That is not the same as, you know, having the whole Mexican food reaction kind of. It is not, no, because just, because I too was angry at the exit of Transformers. I was frustrated and I had so much more to say in terms of rage. So yeah, Fury on Exit. That's Transformers. Yeah. Because that's the thing. That's the problem with Cowboys and Aliens. It was like it just sat there. It just nothing. It didn't anger me. It didn't offend me. It didn't interest me. It just kind of hung out. It was just, just right there going, hey, you're in the theater. We are too. What's happening?
But you know what, though? I'm actually mad that I was super pumped up and looking forward to Cowboys and Aliens because trailers looked so good.
So
and
was I.
Something called Cowboys and Aliens sound like there's going to be some tongue in cheek.
Yes.
You know, it sounds
there's
like
be some action in it. There's going to be action. The action was just ridiculous. The bows and arrows, six shooters, you know, and these guys had like with their, you know, psionic lasers or whatever. I mean, they weren't lasers. They kind of went pew. So I don't know what the heck kind of weaponry that was, but still, no. Dynamite against the spaceship. No, guys. I mean, if you're going to do that, if you're going to be doing that, then you got to be real creative in how your crew defeats the alien. Sneaking in the back door is unacceptable as a solution. I tell you what, you head them off at the pass. And while you guys, the aliens are chasing you around on horseback, on foot, we're going to sneak around the back because, you know, aliens never lock their doors when they're sticking out in the middle of the desert.
But those aliens were really stupid.
Oh,
they let
yeah.
people get in. They had yeah. the one fucking crazy doctor, pardon me, and the crazy doctor alien.
Had an axe to grind. An axe
right.
because that was supposed to have stirred our emotions because
Dude.
That was the same one, you know,
Dude.
That had Craig on the bed. So now, you know, at last it's the battle between the two of them, which lasted, what, like 15 seconds? 15 seconds. And of course, he had the scar because, you know, of course, you know, he's a surgical alien, can't repair his own scar, but that's all right. That's all right. You know, we're just letting it happen because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to tell. I was like, come on. And then we're here for gold. I totally forgot. Oh, no.
But with Transformers, though, we had like three movies in one.
Oh.
Right? We had the Kennedy thing and then the whatever, I don't know. But it was like a whole bunch of crap going on being thrown at us. Mm. Then you were offended by the Challenger reference.
Oh,
I forgot. Typical aliens with the Scottish alien and the...
Oh, the race aliens. The race aliens always bother me. That's so not cool. Misa say that's bomb bad and not in a good way.
You are hurting me.
No, don't. Stop. Come on, they're aliens. Come on. Aliens do not have to sound like somebody from
Transformers.
Earth.
Yeah, no, they just, I don't know. Let's see, what else? Shia LaBeouf, wow. He was over the top. He was.
I tell you, to a do. Slap. It was the slap. I still get the slap.
He was chewing the scenery a little too much.
Yeah, he. I don't know what the heck he was doing in Transformers. He was so over the top, and I could barely stand it when he was supposed to be, you know, like the bratty teenager from the first Transformers movie, mm-hmm. and so he's supposed to be growing up. But, oh, no, it was too much. How old was he supposed to be now and to be behaving like that? And, oh, it was just too much. He was just over the top. I can't take that. No, it was like he was yelling the whole time.
And kicking the car. So we have to physically have Fury upon exit. And
Transformers gets the Fury. Yeah, unfortunately, Cowboys just, well, nothing.
I felt nothing.
Yeah.
So which sequel would offend us the least?
I told you, we know the answer. We know the answer to that already because we saw the sequel to Cowboys and Aliens, and I was plenty offended. They got a chance. I mean, this is me and my hero's optimism kicking in again. You can make a good Transformers movie. Seriously. It is not hard. To make a good
transition. There's rumors that there's going to be my man, Jason Statham.
I saw that. I'm telling you, that would be awesome. That would be because what will happen is, or at least what, again, my assumption, which clearly is always off base and unreasonable, but I'm just going to put it out there. My assumption would be that it would be a darker, less hammy kind of a Transformers film where, I mean, you know, people would be all banged up and it would just be, you know, a little bit more violent and it would be a darker Transformer film versus them trying to pull that whole Fisher-Price Hasbro action going on that they've done with the first three. We've done it. We've had the kids. They've got all their toys. Come on now. We grew up with Transformers. Break us off one for the grown-ups now. Give us something. Because, man, you know, I can't imagine him being in a kid film. Come on. I want to see some real action. I want to see some transporter kind of throw down stuff going on. You can make a good Transformers movie. It is not hard to make a good Transformers movie. So they've worked hard not to make a good So, you know, come on. I would go to see another Transformers on condition that, you know, Shia, no Shia in it, please, no. So if you lose Shia and you make it a little bit darker, it doesn't have to have 8 billion storylines going on at the same time. You know, there's a lot you can do that just, yeah, so don't, I would be willing to see, I'd be willing to see another Transformers movie. I would not want to see Cowboys. I mean, unless it was unless it was Briscoe County the movie. If it was Briscoe County the movie, I'm on it. All right, yeah. That you bring your aliens, you bring your six shooters. I'm on that. Which is really, see, that's what they could have done with Cowboys and Aliens. But barring that,
Bruce Campbell.
Hell yeah, that would have been awesome. It would have been like a third the budget for staff. I mean, for the cast. I would have loved seeing that Briscoe County.
Right now we have Cowboys and Aliens with more turd points than Transformers. Cowboys and Aliens had one turdage per dollar.
Okay.
They won acting and offended on sequel. Transformers only have Fury Upon Exit and Squandered Effects.
Wow.
So that's two versus three. Unless we can come up with some more categories.
Oh, well. Because
we were having a little bit of a hard time. We're winging this whole thing. So.
Man, how about that? Wow.
I say that next to Transformers, and aside from Green Lantern, Captain America, and Thor, that Cowboys and Aliens was pretty hyped.
I agree.
Right? The marketing was all over the place.
Yep.
And for them to deliver that crap.
Oh, yeah. That was unbelievable.
Now, you can watch this other the newest Transformers. Yeah, you're not going to enjoy it as much, but there are things to look at, and it's a lot of adrenaline there.
There's a lot happening, that's for sure. Whether it matters, whether you care, whether it's any way coherent, doesn't matter, but at least a lot is happening.
And a little bit, you know, it's funny. They had John Malkovich in there. They had a guy from Community in there. So, I mean, there were, and my niece and nephews liked it, but they're kids, so.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have liked Cowboys and Aliens.
No, kids would not. I'm sitting here trying to think a scenario. No, kids would not like this movie. They probably would walk. Kids would walk out of Cowboys and Aliens. Seriously, because they just would be bored. They'd be bored. They didn't deliver enough on the emotional adult story. They didn't deliver enough on the, you know, shoot 'em up aliens, you know, in battle scene. Oh, no. That was just, no. Kids wouldn't like it. And here's the other thing. When I went to Dragon Con, I was expecting to see a lot of, you know, cowboys and aliens, at least to be, given the hype, I was expecting to see a lot of that. No, I saw one, really. I saw one cowboy with a shackle, and he said, "Yep, I'm cowboy." I said, okay, all right. Now that was it. So
if you're gonna be a cowboy in a sci-fi convention, you're most likely gonna come from Firefly.
There you go. Yeah, and I did have to ask him. That's why I asked him. But no, the Firefly guys, they were I don't know, a little bit clearer. They were Firefly, but now, yeah. So there wasn't a lot, not a lot happening with Cowboys and Aliens.
So are we gonna call it? Are you gonna announce which one is gonna call it?
How in the world? Yeah, it's gotta be Cowboys and Aliens. the third of 2000. How about that? What offends me is that budget. That don't make no sense. That'll make no sense. It is 30 million cheaper. The only $30 million difference between that and Transformers 3. That's ridiculous.
That's offensive.
So, yeah, I'm more confident giving the turd to them for that, because that's just no.
Sweet.
No.
Well, yeah. I really wish you would have watched Apollo 18.
Oh, boy.
That was horrible.
Well, see, that's I told you.
Or Priest. Oh.
I couldn't do it, people. I'll lean into it next year, and I'll try embrace the turd a little bit more.
We'll agree on what we can see, because I had to like watch some of the movies really late and on demand, so I didn't get to see them when they first came out. So
yeah,
Carl was a little upset with me.
Yeah, come on, we got to do this fresh.
I know. So let's switch it up a little bit. What was your maybe top three favorite?
Top three favorite. Okay, right out, which easily jumps out, is Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
I was surprised, honestly. When I started this year and I saw the movies that were going to come out, I did not know that Rise of Planet of the Apes was going to be my top film for this year. And that is my favorite film of 2011. So, surprise, that was in there. Second one. You know, it's kind of surprising. I'm just going to put it out there. I think it's Adjustment Bureau.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's Adjustment Bureau.
Did you see Super 8?
I did see Super 8.
Okay. So, yeah. I can see Adjustment Bureau. That was one of the under the radar movies that like in time as well, so.
Mhm. And you know, they asked big questions, and I think they did a little better job of, you know, busting up the rules. I kind of
When you compare the two like that, then yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
My third one.
Was it perhaps Captain America?
You just need to stop. There's nothing wrong with Captain. It was a perfectly fine motion picture. I'm just going to say it was not my favorite.
List some more of your favorites. You don't have to pick three, but just
I was trying to adhere to your rules, but let me just throw two more out there. I was surprised how much I like Thor.
Yeah,
actually, Thor. I really was surprised. Now, see, you say that because you're thinking about no shirts, but I'm actually talking about. I was surprised
because
Thor was not my favorite, you know, superhero. I like smart superheroes. You know, I like Batman because he's not super strong and you know, he figures mess out. He's got gadgets. I like him more than Superman for specifically that. I like superheroes that got to think about stuff. So to see plodding. You know, let's just call him, you know, he was the rich boy superhero. He was just sort of, you know, the Thor was the pampered one and just sort of showed up and everybody's supposed to love him. So for me to enjoy watching that was surprising. And so they just did a good job with Thor. Just I was totally surprised at how much I liked Thor. And the other one is, X-Men, First Class.
Good.
Yeah. The more I think about it, they did something different with that in terms of I'm not a big fan of going back and trying to do prequels and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But they made it enjoyable. The characters were really interesting. Those are my four.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I agree with your four because I really did not expect Rise of the Planet of the Apes to be so good.
Thor and Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I'm shocked.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
They were surprising, which is why they're high on the list. I do agree with X-Men First Class. Mm-hmm. I thought Paul was pretty funny.
Okay, I didn't see it, but I was curious. So
it was pretty good. It was worth a see. It didn't get, you know, the marketing that it should have got, but it was an underground geek movie, and it's worth it, and it's really, really good. Okay. Let's see. Source Code was all right, but it wasn't my favorite. It's something you watch if you know, folding laundry or something. Super 8 I like because of the nostalgia.
Now, I saw Super 8, and the reason I didn't count it, the only reason I didn't count it is because it was an amalgam of every other Spielberg movie. I'm not
right,
going to say
that's
Spielberg.
True. It's but, not but, in I my mean, top, but it's likable.
I will give you the nostalgia. I really was feeling, you know, honestly, I was feeling the 80s. It was supposed to, be set in
no,
the 80s
it was
or
the
70s.
Yeah, no, it was the 80s.
Are you sure it was the
80s? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was the 80s because I think the 70s, it would have been a little bit different. It was 80s movies like Goonies and, you know.
Now that's, but see, see that's what
it could have been early 80s, which is
it had to have been like 81 because I'm telling you that something about the cars, something about the lack of the tech, like, you know, instead of using video cameras, they had the 8mm. Something felt
you're right, but it had to be late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah,
but it was definitely not late 80s.
Right, no, but the nostalgia, it felt like a film from the 80s though, in terms of the kids. And getting into trouble, but the other thing is, you know, just all of the elements of the story. When you look at it, it felt like, okay, here are the movies that all combined, that all blobbed together to be Super 8. It was obviously E.T. It was
like Stand By Me or something. It was
Goonies. It was Stand By Me. It was E.T. It was Explorers. If you remember that one.
No.
Oh, you know that one. Explorers was an incredible movie up until the last like 10 minutes. Oh. And you're like, oh, you got to see it. I have an angry place in my heart for the movie Explorers. I'm telling you, up until the last 10 minutes, it was really, really incredible. And then you're like, really? That's what you're going to do?
They solve it by prayer or something.
Oh no! It was sort of a. It was a. I'm not going to tell you because the people who see it are going. But I'm not going to tell you.
Fine. That's good.
But I'm going to tell you around it. They encounter aliens at the end of the movie, and it was their experience with the aliens. That's like, oh, that's what you're going to do, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. So. But other than that, it's worth a watch because you want to bring back the 80s, oh man, they busted out the Apple IIc, baby. You had that 2C in there and it played a critical role. It was just, it was cool tech. But anyway,
I think they really should have named it something else. But I think that was a problem for me.
Hell yeah, like I said.
But I got it. But I think it prevented people from getting it.
It was Cloverfield.
Oh Jesus, yeah.
You know, the alien, was that not the most off-the-shelf alien we've seen? Haven't we seen that alien about 3, 5, 8 times now in movies? That guy, you know, I was like, him again? Really? How you doing? It's Fred. Fred the alien. For Super 8, he's starring again, Fred. You've seen him in Cloverfield and in, he may have been the alien in Cowboys and Aliens too. Yeah. Cameo in that.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So
another of one of my favorites was Fright Night. I didn't expect to like that at all, and it has a special place in my heart.
That one just got by me. It's not that I didn't want to see it. I just missed it. I kind of want to see that. So I had some good feelings about it. So
I hadn't seen the original prior.
Oh, you hadn't? Slacker.
Let me finish. I hadn't seen it prior to watching the first one, the new one. So watched the new one. Really loved it. Loved it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It brought back, it's like Super 8 in that it brought back that 80s horror movie feeling. And so that's why I liked it. And I watched the original Fright Night. Loved it, too. They're different in certain ways, but they're their own movies. And they both are equally good. And then I saw Fright Night 2, which I didn't enjoy as much, but it was decent.
Yeah, it was good, especially for the time.
For the time. And The Thing deserves a mention. It was decent. It was, you know, The Thing.
I didn't see it. But I
you just watch the 80s one, you'll be watching the new movie. Not really, but
see that's the thing. What disappointed me most about the 80s one is the effects, the glaring lack of effects in the 80s one just bothered me. Just really, they didn't even try with the effects. I mean, it was like they did more in original series Trek with special effects than they did in the 80s thing.
Well, so, the new one had all of the effects, but lacked the acting.
Yeah.
The story was there. You can't really mess up that story, but the acting there was just like, oh, all right. Well, it wasn't as fun as the 80s one because you had a lot of, guys talking crap to each other and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But the effects were there and they were horrifying.
All right.
But I prefer the 80s one.
All right.
So I'd have to say my top three, of course, is going to be Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Awesome.
Thor.
Not full Franco.
Not full Franco.
Only got a D in acting class. I can see that. Honestly, Professor, I can totally see that. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. You heard all that controversy about his old professor. Come on, really? You gonna give James Franco an A? Come on. Come on now.
Man, that guy. I think he's charming and he's probably laid back in mm-hmm. real life, and so people hire him because of that. And he's, he's all right. He wasn't full Franco in Rise of the Planet, and it was enjoyable. I hope he's in the next one at partial Franco.
Half Franco, half Franco.
Pardon.
Yeah. So, is there going to be a sequel? Is that what's happening here?
I thought we were going to see more of it.
Man, I'd love it. I mean, did you hear something? Because
I thought so. I thought that we were going to get, more information about the global pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was not a birdemic, but.
Wow. Okay, well, I'd like to see it as long as it's not Outbreak.
Did you watch that?
Yes, of course. That's awesome. No, I mean, I'm not saying Outbreak is bad. I'm saying we've seen that kind of film before. Don't make Planet of the Apes Outbreak. If you're going to try to bridge that time, do something more with it. Let me do something.
But, maybe they can make it like Outbreak and 12 Monkeys.
Well, there.
Nah. Yeah. Well, we're going to move along. And did I say a third movie? So I was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Thor. And I don't know. It's one of the ones I mentioned. Maybe Fright Night. Maybe in time. I don't know. I don't have a third one, but I know my top two, and those are it.
All right.
Cool. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the TV shows this year. We're going to get into cancellations, but I really want to, what was the turd show for you? I know what you're going to say.
Come on.
Disagree with you.
What do you mean you highly disagree? You completely agree with me what the turd show of this year is.
Well, I mean, a turd show that is still airing.
Oh, that's still airing. Because, I mean, this turd was such a big turd, it hardly bears mentioning. I mean, it's that. It's like, really? You guys are going to waste your time? But wait, so which one were you thinking I was going
to
say?
I was attempting to say the turd that's still running and not right. canceled, right. which would most likely be for everybody, Terra Nova.
Oh, well, yeah. That's, look, it ain't my favorite, but I can't give a turd yet. I can't give a turd yet.
Good. Good. I'm so proud of you. Thank
no, you. No, it's got to, instill something. It's got to behoove me to be a turd. And that is not happening with Terra Nova.
Okay, so out of the ones that are still airing that I watch is Doctor Who, True Blood, Chuck, Vampire Diaries, Big Bang Theory, Community, Fringe, Supernatural, Terra Nova, Walking Dead, American Horror Story, Grimm, Once Upon a Time, Sanctuary. It's not really that. I don't really hate any of those.
Yeah, come on. These are shows that you watch. None of these are turds.
Do you watch any of them, or are you like lukewarm? I know you're kind of lukewarm on Terra Nova, but I know you just quit watching Sanctuary.
Yeah, well, and honestly, it's not because I don't want to catch up with them. I just kind of missed the season, and I need to go back and watch it. I saw, one.
I don't think you're going to like it.
Well, hang on. I saw one, and it actually was watchable. I was like, okay, I'm willing to give it a try again. So, I'm not hating on Sanctuary. I'm not hating on it. It's just I missed it this season because mm-hmm. I was so I'm gonna give it another shot and see how we go. But I don't think there's anything bad out of the ones that we watched. Why don't we just jump into let's talk about
the cancellations? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You had a specific list of ones that you want to talk about. Which one of those?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's just get the obvious turd out of here. All right. So you remember at the beginning
Haven.
Of this year?
No.
What?
No, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that's one that's still on. That is still on. I've seen it. We didn't even mention that, but that's still on. But so yes, that
that's the third of the year. Yes,
that still goes on television. Yes, that's still on. But the cape. What the hell? Really? Why are you gonna do that? I mean, why are you even gonna do that? I mean, if you're gonna do that, just cancel it before it airs, like Wonder Woman. See how much grief that saved us?
Saved us so much misery.
You see how much grief that saved us?
That.
Good I mean,
mention. Good mention of one.
Thank you. It just came to me. I was like, what else offended me at that level? And you see, they just nipped it in the bud. No pun intended.
That was so efficient, and I was just so grateful that I didn't have to sit through like the horrible show, like Bionic Woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't want to sit through that again. And
how did the cape stay on so long?
What do you mean?
Even as long as, no, think about some of the more recent shows that were canceled right away. You know, they showed up and they're like, no, not you, out of here. The cape was on, felt like about seven episodes. Seems like there were seven, eight episodes of the cape that aired. That's a lot for that kind of mess. I mean, what, why?
It was only 10 episodes. It must have felt like.
Well, yeah, it felt like 10. It felt like 12, but
it felt like a whole 26 episode run, because I ignored.
The cape like picked up where Heroes left off. It was at that level.
It kind of did. They began in the circus.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Stop. No more circuses on superhero show. Listen, y'all don't. I'm gonna come to the studio. I'm serious. Y'all break off one more superhero that has something to do with a carnival, and I am showing up a mad mime right on your doorstep. I will bring a camera for the Party Line family, because I know y'all send a signature book with me. It is no excuse for any other superheroes to be in any way involved in circus and carnival. Stop it. Just stop it. No. Dick. He lived at the freaking carnival. No, just no. Let's just stop. Mm,
that was just miserable and poor. What's her name now?
Yeah, our girl.
Summer Glau.
Summer.
Thing, man. She keeps signing on to cancel shows, and now every time I see her, she's like the harbinger of crap.
I don't
see her anymore.
Look, it's Summer. Perhaps you should consider Broadway. For a couple of years, you know, to go out there, you can sing and dance.
She's a great dancer.
You know, get your chops back, you know, where people will go, it wasn't you, it was the environment that you were in, and then come back big. That's because, you know, we love Summer. We love her.
Why people are giving her crap. She's good.
Yep. It's the stuff she keeps ending up in, poor thing. Everybody got to pay the bills. You know, Summer,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, you start with the budget she's had, but you gotta get good work.
Okay, so the cape was a debacle, and the next debacle had to be the event.
Oh, that's your favorite. Now, here's the scary thing. The event...
I'm so upset with you.
Here is the thing, because I did finally watch the last couple of episodes of the event.
I can't believe you stuck through it. You watched the whole
thing. The
crazy
thing is the event included the ending of, like, three major films that we saw later in the year. All right, it's crazy. Well, actually, four films. Okay, I'm about to tell you the two films, because here's one that we can't really talk about, but where they brought, so the end of the event, they literally brought the planet that they were from into Earth orbit. They beamed their planet, which, you know, that big thing that they were building out in the desert and people trying to figure out what was going on. They built a big transporter and brought their whole planet into Earth orbit. So
Can we get Stephen Hawking on this little thing? Because I am so sick of people thinking that they can bring another planet into Earth. That is the most ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of ridiculous story that I let go, but that is my pet peeve. Do not bring another planet into Earth's atmosphere. Do not try to collide planets. Just stop it already.
Well, they didn't collide them. They just kind of had them hanging around.
It doesn't work. It can't happen.
I know it's not realistic.
I know flying cars aren't realistic. Well, they can be. You can kind of see it. No, you can't bring a planet that close. You can't do it.
So
upset.
So the event.
I'm gonna write a paper on that.
Okay, I tell you what. My Carnival, your planet orbits. But the thing is, so they did that in Transformers.
Yes.
They also did. There's a movie. Well, okay, I haven't seen it yet, but there's another movie out called Another Earth. Have you seen
it? I heard about it, but I haven't.
Well, guess what? I got the DVD. Got it right here on Blu-ray. So this is me supporting indie films. So I bought it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. But, you know, for there to be another world so close to our own, I was like, dang, and they're going to this other world. So I was like, man, the event. So, okay, so you had that. There was this whole kind of disease outbreak kind of thing at the end of the event also that they had going on, which also was kind of implying Planet of the Apes. It's just like they've been hinting the whole finale of the event.
So did they put a kitchen sink in there too?
Probably. I believe there was a kitchen sink. I don't know. I don't call there being apes in the event. But, you know, I wasn't paying that close attention. I was not paying that close attention. But, you know, of course, the surprise girl that's also an alien. You know, the cowboy's an alien.
You're killing me.
In the event.
Like you punched me in the gut.
But I'm just saying it was creepy because I saw this. And then I keep going to the movies. I'm like, holy crap. It's like the event is in everything that I have seen this summer. And I'm trying to get away from the event. So, you know, it was.
You watched it.
I did. Well, but that's not, doesn't mean that everything's got to be in there.
I can't believe.
It's not my fault.
What do you mean it's not your fault?
It's not my fault.
That doesn't make any sense. Watch season, that's your fault. I'm upset with you. I can only understand how you waste your time like that. You didn't even see Apollo 18 and you
said. I watched it to the, well, see, that's why. I had been burned out at that point because, look, I had watched, because, of course, holy crap, I forgot our second runner up. For turn series of the year. How I could have forgiven. Clearly not the event. It was Stargate Universe. And I watched that to the end too. Because I kept thinking. Something's going to get better. They're going to pull it out at the end. There you go. 2011. Scott was the year of Stargate Universe. Don't you remember that? And how much we loved it.
That was a painful show, man.
That was
painful.
2011, sci-fi, sci-fi.
Man, I wanted to like it so bad. I tried so hard, really
hard. We tried. And so, you know, we're just going through. Then, of course, there was V. There was V, 2011.
I tried with that. It had its ups and downs. There were episodes that we really liked.
Yep.
Then there were episodes that were WTF.
Yep.
And I think they just really squandered that property because the original was so good.
If they had kept up with the best episodes of V, and that darn hiatus too.
Oh,
people,
yeah.
Look, I mean, hiatuses are not good for series.
Hiati? No, okay, sorry.
Hiati. Are not good, right. but we understand. You got to take time off to, you know, to build the show and all. But so, you guys,
they didn't do it.
Something went horribly wrong. I mean, between the time between the two episodes and the inconsistency of what was delivered, it were up and down, up and down, and the up ones were up, and then they would sandwich like three slow ones, and then they would come back again.
And they brought back Diana, and it did nothing. How do you bring back Crazy Queen from the 80s?
You totally should have had her. You totally should have had her join the underground. And just
well, she did at the end, kind of.
But don't kill her off 15 minutes later. I mean, she should have stayed with the underground.
Oh, with the stabbing
and not have her.
And you remember how awful that was to look at her stabbing
terrible.
With the terrible. Oh, that was so
terrible.
That was horrible.
You killed her off. She lived in the sewer for half the season. Then you get her getting interesting, and then you kill her off with the tail. Oh, you're killing me, V. No.
That tail killing was
no.
It was disgusting. Caprica.
Caprica. Look, you know I'm still heartbroken. But did Caprica make it into 2011?
It's on my list.
Okay.
I thought we did this last year, but let me go. Because I think they dumped it on us in January. I think I'm wrong about that.
because I can't remember.
Wait, is it when... it's 2011, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think it made
okay,
it.
That, okay, my bad. Then I'm not sure why I put Capricorn on the list.
Because we miss it, damn it. That's why.
Sorry.
We miss Capricorn. That's why.
They are canceling Medium.
Okay.
I watched that first season and I kind of got bored with it.
Yeah.
And no. I didn't know it was still on, and to hear that they're canceling it, whatever.
Yeah.
It's worth a mention. Smallville ended. It wasn't canceled.
No, but that's, you know, that had a noble ending. We had our discussion about it and how the finale was three quarters wedding and one quarter just putting on the uniform. I said what I had to say about that, but I do miss Smallville. I miss Smallville.
I was like, oh, something's missing. I need to watch something. Why isn't...
Yep, that's what's wrong with Fridays. Yeah. It's just like, I was like, it's not on anymore. And, you know, of course, what should still be on, but is not, you're going to do it or shall I?
You?
No Ordinary Family.
I thought you were angry with me about that.
I am. It is your fault that it was canceled, but it doesn't mean that the show was bad. All right, Cliff?
Thank you.
Getting canceled does not mean the show is bad. Getting canceled means it's a show that Kat loved. That is what it means.
I am so upset.
So send your letters. Send your letters. Don't let Kat watch shows that you like, or at least don't let Kat recommend shows that you like, because you know what happens. I was surprised. That little nutty show, I did not think I was going to like it, and I told you that it started a little rocky, but man, it really got interesting. I'm so sad I didn't get to see his buddy with his superpowers, and you know, the office marm girl, she got superpowers. That should have been awesome. I really would have liked to seen where they went with that. So yeah, I miss No Ordinary Family.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Another sad one was literally sad was Sarah Jane Adventures had to end this year.
Poor Sarah Jane.
Death of Elizabeth Sladen. That was sad because I know not a lot of people watched it, but I watched it and it was enjoyable. It was cute. It was a kid's show.
I always thought it was a kid's show. It was not one of my favorites, but she as an actor, come on. You got to love her and her history with Who.
Yeah.
Much respect.
Yeah. So that's it for there's one more cancellation and Chuck is going to end.
Yeah, but that's not a cancellation. That's just kind of like, that's enough. They're like, that's enough.
It is enough because I kind of get tired of watching the show.
Yeah. I'm still enjoying it, but I can feel it. I can know that not everybody's going to be hanging with it. But come on, there are still moments. Did you get the joke? I mean, the episode. Have you been watching, Chuck?
The last one I watch is the one with the helicopter and what's his face came back to his senses.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Okay. In that episode, that's my favorite one. I mean, not my favorite episode, but my favorite line out of that one is, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the reaction of the me getting all whammied and all, but I didn't like those first three Star Wars films. And then the callback at the end of the episode where he goes, okay, you're not messing with me, right? I'm actually going to like these Indiana Jones films, right? He said, yeah. He said, and I'm going to like all three of them? There aren't any others, right? He says, no, there are only three. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, they'll sneak something in there that's kind of
still funny. And like when I watch it, I'm always glad I did watch it. But getting up the, I guess, interest to watch it, I just like, I don't want to watch Chuck. I don't feel like watching Chuck.
I am not behooved to watch it like I used to be. You know, I'm not moved where I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen this week? I am happy that it's on. I enjoy it when I watch it. But it's not pulling me in like it used to, where I have to know. You're like with Fringe, what's gonna happen this week? You know, stuff. I'm not feeling that with Chuck anymore. Sad to say, but hey, I love those guys and the women. Oh, I love the women on Chuck. Everybody is so much fun. The ladies.
Yeah, it was good to see Trinity from The Matrix.
Trinity's back, and you know, I like what's her major. She's fun. You know, I like the ladies in Chuck.
Mm-hmm. A soon to be canceled show. Sci-Fi did us a favor and gave us some Christmas specials, and they did a really good job with the Eureka one. They did a mediocre job with the Warehouse 13 one, and the Haven one was just miserable.
Wow.
But
wow. Who could have seen that coming?
Well, the
Why did you watch Haven? Why did you watch
it? I watched it because it was part of a set, and there were three Christmas specials, and, you know, Daryl from No Apologies podcast is, you know, he loves this show, and he always defends this show, Haven. And yeah. I just tell him, well, to me, Haven feels like, it feels like some cold, bland, instant mashed potatoes. I just really, that's what watching that show feels like. It's just hospital food. Mm-hmm. And I cannot. And so I watched the Christmas special because, you know, hey, Christmas special, there'll be fun. You get to see the best of the show. Maybe I'll get interested in it. No, it was them stuck in a snowball.
Wow.
And it was just so
which
cliche.
Technically was, you mean a snow globe?
Which
technically was last year's Eureka Christmas special, but we'll let that go. We'll let that slide as well. So.
Yeah. And it was just, I don't like Audrey Parker, all of her, I don't know what they're doing. It's not fun. It's not funny. I don't get it. And I just, I can't recommend Haven, which means it's going to get like 5 seasons.
Yeah, you know it. Because, you know, if you hate it, it stays on and on and on.
Forever. So Warehouse. Yeah.
You
okay.
You would use your powers for good, Kat. That's what
I don't know what's going on. Because like even people on Twitter are saying. Well, even people on Twitter are saying, if Kat like it, don't expect it to last. I'm like, bite me. Warehouse 13's was okay.
I thought it was good. I kind of liked it. I thought it was cute. It was what was it based on? You know, the old Juju's Petals. Come on, help me out. What's the It's a Wonderful Life? It was based on the It's a Wonderful Life story. Have you seen It's a Wonderful Life, the movie?
I guess.
Okay, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it as much as last year's Warehouse 13. I thought the one from last year was a bit warmer and funnier, and this one was everybody forgot stuff, and then I didn't understand why Miss Frederick was back because she just died, and
Well, I enjoyed it. I always like to see the gang hanging out, and this was fun seeing them all cutting up together. But yes, I also enjoyed the Eureka Christmas special a lot.
Oh, they went all out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did, I think, Charlie Brown type Christmas. They were animated in so many ways, like South Park, anime.
They did
stop
the old
motion.
Rudolph, the red nose. Yep, right motion. Here. They did the crazy anime kind of thing.
Yeah.
On.
And it was just, it was really cool. And I just thought, wow, they put the whole Christmas budget into Eureka.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to for next year? 2012, the end of the world.
I don't know. Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. I have given up. And you see, this is what I mean. It's like toward the end of Caprica, as well as the end of SGU, I really feared for the future of sci-fi on television. The only two sci-fi TV shows that I actually enjoy, that I really enjoy, are
Doctor Who.
Yes, Doctor Who and Fringe. And Fringe. That's it. I mean, I do have a spot for Eureka. I like that, but you know, they're so infrequent. You know, it's just like, well, okay, we got another half a year before I see that. I like Eureka, but none of them really have that hard sci-fi edge that I really miss, and that's all I got, you know. And that's kind
of
sad.
None
you know?
Of them are really in space anymore, except for Doctor Who and perhaps Terra Nova.
Yeah, and those two don't. Well, I mean, Doctor Who is definitely in space. Terra Nova, come on, that ain't space.
Okay, a Stargate, whatever. Well, how about movies? We have Dark Knight Rises.
Yay!
The Avengers.
Although I totally don't think that she should be Catwoman. That, you know, there's so many women that they could have picked for Catwoman, and I'm just not. I love her as an actress. I think she's a beautiful woman, but I think Nolan's got an odd sense of taste with it, because to make what's her name? Gyllenhaal was supposed to have been the love interest. Look, she's a perfectly fine actress and all of that. But I'm just sitting there looking, and I'm trying to... I don't think that she was right for the love interest in Batman.
I don't even remember the love interest at all. All I remember was Liam Neeson.
Okay, well, what? No, this is the second Batman movie.
Oh, then all I remember was my guy.
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
Joker. Yeah, Heath Ledger.
Well, okay.
There was a love interest?
Darn it.
Oh,
woman,
yes. That was that Maggie. Was it that Maggie lady?
Yeah, it's Gyllenhaal, right?
Is that yes. Her? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't get her face at all. I don't understand her face. I don't understand why people like her.
She's a great actress, but that just was not. That was not right for in terms of casting there. No.
No, it wasn't. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it.
And to have, you know, both of the guys, you remember Two-Face and Batman going for her, plus, you know, Joker messing around. I was like, really? No. No, no, no. That was not. So
I think he likes bland women or something. I don't know.
I don't know. So, well... So they got so what's her name? Is Catwoman? She was the Ice Queen or on Alice in Wonderland or whatever. So I like her as an actress, but she just ain't doing it for me as Catwoman. No.
Yeah, I mean she's more Girl Next Door. She's not Anne Hathaway. She's not. Yeah. She's like Sandra Bullock or something. She's not really Catwoman.
Yeah. I don't know. So while I am looking for, and it's going to be the last of the Batman movies.
Good, because I'm this Christian Bale guy.
He's getting a little crazy, isn't he? We're worried about Christian.
I'm not feeling him.
He's actually starting to become the same actor in every film. Yeah. Same character in every film that he's made.
I kind of, after Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that we first met on. Oh my God!
Okay. Oh yeah,
I don't see his value anymore.
Yep, he's the same guy, and all the flack that he's throwing now. You know, he's always getting in trouble too. That's the other thing. Come on,
yeah,
man.
I don't even understand his trouble. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing stuff? Like, what are you doing? You're a grown ass man. Just behave. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm an actor. I'm gonna get. Oh, sorry, I was channeling Cage just then. Did you hear me? That was a little Nick Cage. Why aren't I in this film? he's breathy Batman and everything now. So I think the biggest emotional range I've seen out of Bale was Equilibrium. Sad to say. And that's when, remember, he was drugged up. He was Valiumed up. That was his broadest emotional range I've seen him. So
he was good in American Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. But, yeah, I think that came after this.
So, The Avengers. I'm super pumped about this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm scared. I'm gun-shy, folks. Every time I look forward to a film, and, you know, and I look around, and that's not the one that's the one of the year. I really want to see it, but I'm really afraid. I don't know.
Come on, you're going to have everybody. See, yeah, because we're going to have everybody in there all at once, and you might not get enough of...
Anybody.
Yeah.
That's my concern. That's my concern.
Well, I hope that Iron Man will come out for us and make a show.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. Let's move on to The Hobbit.
Oh boy, God, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that being bad. All right, I'm just gonna say it. I'll put it out there. Don't do it. Don't prove me wrong, guys. But they put such care. And such beauty in the original.
I'm still exhausted from Lord of the Rings. I'm not sure if I'm ready.
You just keep saying that. What is wrong?
I don't know. I just think my friends went crazy with that film. And they've watched it. I've watched it so many times. I'm just burnt out. I don't want to see a Hobbit. I don't want to see a Renaissance festival. I don't want to see a damn Middle Earth. I don't want to see an orc, an elf, a ring.
When was the last time you saw it?
Perhaps 6 months ago.
Okay, well, that is pretty. And did you see all three or just one of them?
Yes.
You said, okay. All right, listen. I saw.
Extended.
I saw a full out watching of all three extended back to back a year ago. So that's where I am on it.
Yeah, but before it was like every month.
Every
and I'm
month,
just tired. Geez. I'm tired.
Well,
I'm tired.
Well, okay, I can see that.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to see a puffy shirt. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it soaring or whatever. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to see a
So bad.
sword.
She had to go to Punisher.
I don't want to see it.
Okay. All right. Well, look.
Hopefully I'll get better. I'll try to watch it, but yeah. I really hope I'm busy so I won't have to.
That is so wrong. Just stay open. I have a feeling it's going to be fun to go back home, back to the Shire. I want to go back to the Shire.
Is that like going back to Cali? No, I don't want to go back to Shire.
You don't think so, huh? All right.
No, well, I don't think so. yeah, I don't know. Let's right. go
you,
with.
Well, hang on. Did you see the previews for the new G.I. Joe movie?
I haven't. I've sent links out, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah, I saw the previews. Yes, I've seen the previews. I am concerned. Ooh, really? I am very concerned.
Well, it wasn't everybody's favorite to begin with.
Yeah, but all right. Here's my concern. What I liked about the G.I. Joe movie is not only was
Christopher Eccleston.
But what I liked about the G.I. Joe movie was not only that it was very similar to the old cartoon series. They, you know, it was similar. It was big like the old cartoon series where, you know, they went all around the world and, you know, it felt like they were under sea, they were on the ocean. It was a whole bunch of people, just like the old G.I. Joe crew, right? It was just that. Thanks, Roadblock. It was just 8 billion people in it. And it was fun to see a lot of folks sprinkled in. From what I've seen to the previews, it looks shockingly a lot like the latest Mission Impossible movie, right? Where what I mean is, all of a sudden, G.I. Joe is blacklisted, and just a few of the Joes have banded together to try to figure out what went wrong. And then this small, and then you look at the Joes that they picked. You know, of course, Snake Eyes. You gotta have Snake Eyes. But then you look at the Joes, and you're like, those guys are the ones that they're gonna bring. And it feels so small, and it really does feel like Mission Impossible. And that is not what made Joe cool. That's not what made G.I. Joe great. And if they are going to make it small, and they're going to make it Mission Impossible-y, and it's just like already, just looking at the previews, I'm like, oh, no. All the tech. It's not
maybe it'll be the reverse of Cowboys and Aliens.
Like, well,
bad trailer, good movie, or decent movie, decent enough.
Yeah, okay. That would be interesting. I can't ever remember. Can you think of a movie that had a bad trailer that was good?
Hancock.
Well, I that was not one of my favorites. But yeah, you're right. The trailer was well worse than the film. But that not one of my favorites. But I'm trying to think. I can't think of any that the previews. No. No.
Super 8.
Well, yeah.
The marketing for that was horrible.
Well, they were trying to be mysterious.
Yeah, and it did not work.
Because if you remember. Well, you may not remember because you're just a chillin'. But
wow, thank
E.T., E.T.'s marketing was like that, it, which is why it felt like another 80s film. E.T.'s marketing started just like that. I remember going to see E.T. strictly on faith because I remember sitting there flipping through the newspaper and looking at...
Were you listening to an 8-track tape while you were doing
it? I had my giant headphones with the antenna sticking off. I had my non-inline roller skates that I just got back from the rink. And I'm flipping through the newspaper, you know, and I'm getting back from the arcade. I decided what film to watch. And all that I had seen was the poster for it, which was not the finger, you know, pointing up or doing that. It was the shed. It was the shed at night and the light coming out of the shed. And that was it. All it took.
That's what sold you. All right. That, you were easy. Well,
and it was Spielberg. It was Spielberg. We knew, you know, we knew it was Spielberg because, you know, just like now, I like to see things on opening weekend. Things started fleshing out as time went on. But that was, you know, the classic Spielberg style where you under, you know, deliver on the promotion and you, just to get people interested, and then you over deliver on what comes out in the film.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it hurt them a little bit because I was
yep.
not pumped up to see this at all. I
yep.
didn't get it.
Yep.
I didn't
yep.
want to see it. I just saw it because Eric was like, "No, this is gonna be good." And you know, to his credit, it was something that I'm glad that I saw. But man, that marketing was terrible. You can't do that anymore, really.
Not anymore. That's the thing. Because back in the day, the producers were consistent with what they created, the producers and the directors. So when you saw their name on something, you're like, okay, this, you know, I trusted them for this. I'm going to trust them for this one. Kind of like Cameron. You know, Cameron's probably the only one that can get away with that now. That the stuff that he's made just back to back, no matter how crazy, sure he's going to make the Titanic. What? You're going to be in space? It's going to be space. All right, I'm going to trust him. You know, Cameron. But he's really like the only one that I'll do that with, because everybody else has been so hit and miss. And that's what I think they were trying to, you know, bargain on or, you know, trade on, and it just didn't quite work. But yeah, so darn it, where did we go? What happened?
Okay.
Where are we?
Okay. We're going down a list of stuff that we're expecting or for anticipating for next year. Are you into Hunger Games at all?
Well, I'll tell you this. I am not into it only because I don't know much about it. But here's my scoop. Here's my scoop. And I told you a little bit about this. One of my good buddies, managed to become an extra on Hunger Games.
That is so amazing.
Yes. Now she is like one in a crowd. So it's just like, you know, don't expect you're going to see a whole lot of.
I want to see her.
But I'm going to be looking for her.
You got to tell us where she is.
This is the scene that she's going to be in. All right. She is one of the crowd she's going to be cheering for them when the chariot goes by, or there's this where the horses are pulling, you know, not quite chariots, but the big thing, and the crowd is cheering for them as they go by. Well, she is one of the crazy kind of like, you know what the style of Hunger Games is.
Yeah.
They're kind of like grunge Victorians or whatever. I don't know what you got. Mad Max Victorians. So she's like one of them cheering in the crowd. And she said she got camera time because she's like right there. And she's by the horses and the chariot. So she's in that. So
that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, this one, I got to tell you, is pretty good. It's like Ender's Game maybe with Survivor and Fifth Element. If you kind of, but not really, but yeah. I mean, it's because the name by itself, so you need to read Hunger Games. I'm like, I don't understand. Why am I interested in it? Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound sci-fi. It doesn't sound like Tron or anything, you know, it's
right.
But then
right.
I read it.
Yep.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Awesome.
So I think the movie, I saw some of the trailers and, looks like they're going to be like the first Harry Potter where they stick to the book.
Good.
So that'll be good. Mm-hmm. Underworld Awakening. Woo! Vampires. I'm not excited about this.
You know what? I actually like those dumb films. I totally do. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Because look, I don't expect much. I want to see gunplay. I want to see gun kata. I want to see glossy, tight outfits and a bunch of back flips. And you know what? They do not disappoint. Beckinsale and her semi-autos are just beautiful. I just love seeing her jump around and doing stuff. So I was a little disappointed with the Lycans because, you know, come on, swords? Well, yeah, what was that? What are y'all doing with that? So they're getting back with the autos. And I'm kind of looking forward to that. So I got no excuses, no redeeming factors. I got no defense. I just kind of like those. Just like, you know what? I totally like to see another Blade movie. I would like to see another Blade movie.
We're not going to see one for a while.
Hey, he needs some money when he gets out. So
yeah,
I'm willing
true.
To wait. He's going to need, that's like, what else is he going to be? He'll be like, you know, Blade Redemption. He's been in a coffin for 8 to 10 years. And now... He's really pissed.
That'll be awesome. I'd
see
the hell out of that.
Yes. And see, when you know he says he has trouble with the daylight, it won't be that hard because, you know, he's been used to it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see another Blade movie.
I don't know. I'm over after the second one of the Underworlds, I was done.
Look, my only beef was Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds. kind of jacked up the last one for me. He just, no, stop it. He's not supposed to be in that film.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, I don't know. Let's see, what do we have next? We're going to get a Total Recall with Colin Farrell.
Wow. As
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's going to be... because I liked Fright Night, I'm a little bit more excited about his performance in this.
Okay, all right, okay.
Because he managed to pull off a totally 80s kind of cheesy thing with Fright Night. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking if he could just transfer that to Total Recall, maybe, you know, play up his little Scottish accent a little bit, we might be, you know, we might get Take Your Ass to Mars and it'd be, you know, a little weird.
Let's see what they do. Oh, okay, look, I did a quick Google. I forgot there are two films I actually am looking forward to.
Okay.
Into the one is John Carter. Remember John Carter on Mars or whatever? You haven't seen the previews to that?
Yeah.
What? No. Oh, you're not looking forward to it, or you haven't seen the previews?
No, I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I just really like the look of it. I kind of like the potential of it. I'm looking forward to that. I want to see it.
And what's the second?
Here's another one. This is a little bit crazy. Have you seen any of the previews for Iron Sky? The indie, it's sort of like this independent film that's, you know, it's got a reasonably...
Now, you say independent and Iron Sky, I immediately think Skyline, and now I don't want to see it.
Well, you stop. Look at the previews.
Okay,
now here's the premise.
I'll write myself a note.
Here is the premise of Iron Sky, all right? Back during World War II, in the midst of the Nazis doing their, you know, kind of rocketry experiments.
Nazis.
Yeah, oh, come on. I like space Nazis. Come on, you got to have space Nazis. They sent a mission to the moon to build a base on the moon.
Is this the vampire Nazis?
What? I don't think they're vampires. What?
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
Zombie Nazis?
No, I don't think there's any zombies. I think they're just moon Nazis. But anyway,
space Nazis. Okay.
Yeah, so that, you know, they've been hanging out on the dark side of the moon, building, you know, all of this, you know, like retro 40s super technology, and they're gonna like come back to Earth because I suppose they think that they won, or I don't know what the heck they did. So they're ready to come back, and they're gonna come back with their massive technology, and they were gonna be like, oh, now we're gonna have to take the Earth over again, and it's gonna be like super Nazis against us here on Earth. I think. I don't know exactly, but that's the general idea.
Wait till you see.
In my opinion, it's what Sky Captain should have been. Is what it's looking. I mean, when you look at it too, the feel of it has got that cool kind of retro feel to Sky. But you know, like I said, these guys probably made the film for like $10 million. So check it out. I think it's gonna be good.
Okay. Speaking of zombies, World War Z is coming out.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I read like maybe the first quarter of the book and I really liked it. I just hadn't gotten back around to it because I'm knee deep in, Harry Dresden, the Dresden Files right now. So
okay.
I'm not reading anything but that until I get finished and then I'll go to World War Z. Okay. So, there's going to be another Ghost Rider.
Okay. Why are they in this movie?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Men in Black 3.
Well, it couldn't be worse than 2. It couldn't be worse than 2. Seriously. So, I'm going to try it cuz you know, have you seen the previews for it?
No.
Okay, well,
there are previews already?
There are previews already. Huh. There is time travel in this one. And I think there is the potential for that being interesting. There's the potential for that being interesting. So, yeah, Men in Black.
I hope Will doesn't rap anymore. And the last one I'll mention, and then, you know, we can wrap this up, is Resident Evil Retribution.
Oh, man.
Mila Jovovich is tweeting about her, you know, experiences on set, and they've been really fun to watch. So I will watch her in the Resident Evil movies. I've seen them all.
I have to. I'll go to see it just because it's a habit now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say I'm looking forward to it, but hey, let's just round out the set, girl. I'm there. let's do it. I'm there.
All right. Well, guys, any last thoughts before I wrap it up?
Wow, I don't know. We got a whole year to cover. Do we want to say anything about Terra Nova? I have not seen the finale.
Well, so no, we don't want to talk about that. Maybe we'll throw something in. But we loved 2011 doing podcasts with you guys, ragging on shows, complaining is a big sport for geeks.
Yeah, yeah. We could have made it better.
I really, had a lot of fun talking with all the rotating guests and such. And I look forward to 2012.
I am cautiously optimistic.
That's strong for you, Carl.
About 2012. And if it really sucks, the world's going to end anyhow. So, we'll just wrap it up. Rest easy that there will be no sequel to Skyline because it will have ended in 2012.
So, happy holidays and happy new year, guys. That's our
happy
show.
Happy new year.
That's right. We love your feedback. Give us a call. A nice one at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next year. Bye.
See you next year, everybody.
Woo-hoo!